This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in the birth centenary celebrations of the late spiritual leader Sri Satya Sai Baba in Sri Satya Sai district of Andhra Pradesh. The Prime Minister offered prayers and paid his respects at Sai Baba's Mahasamadhi in Puttaparthi. Mr. Modi released a commemorative coin and a set of postage stamps celebrating Sai Baba's life, teachings and profound spiritual legacy. He also launched the Sukanya Samriddhi Yojana, aimed at empowering the girl child through financial security. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "Today, Sukanya Samriddhi Yojana accounts have been opened in the names of more than 20,000 daughters. This has ensured their education and a secure future."
बेटियों की एजुकेशन और बेहतर भविष्य में सुकन्या समृद्धि योजना बड़ी भूमिका निभा रही है। देश में पिछले 11 वर्ष में ऐसी अनेक योजनाएं शुरू हुई है जिन्होंने नागरिकों की सामाजिक सुरक्षा को, सोशल सिक्योरिटी कवच को बहुत मजबूत कर दिया है और देश के गरीब वंचित निरंतर सोशल सिक्योरिटी के दायरे में आ रहे हैं। 2014 में देश में 25 करोड़ लोग ही सोशल सिक्योरिटी के दायरे में थे, आज ये संख्या करीब करीब 100 करोड़ तक पहुंच चुकी है।
Early in the day, the Prime Minister performed special prayers at the Mahasamadhi of Prashanti Nilayam. He also participated in the Godanam program, donating cows to four farmers as part of the traditional act of support and gratitude. Later, the Prime Minister will release the 21st installment of the PM Kisan scheme from Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu this afternoon. Mr. Modi will release the 21st installment amounting to more than 18,000 crore rupees to support 9 crore farmers across the country. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry said, so far more than 3,70,000 crore rupees have been disbursed to over 11 crore farmer families in the country. In Andhra Pradesh, at least 6 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Ram Pachodavaram of Aluri Sitarama Raju district in Andhra Pradesh early this morning. Speaking to the media in Vijayawada, Andhra Pradesh Intelligence Additional Director General Mahesh Chandra Ladda said there are indications that some senior leaders were among those killed, but detailed information is still awaited. ADG Ladda also said that 50 people were arrested in NTR, Krishna, Iluri, Kakinada and Konasima districts in recent operations. In Bihar, Nitish Kumar has been unanimously elected the leader of the JDU Legislative Party. Similarly, the meeting of the newly elected BJP MLAs was held in Patna at the party's state headquarters, in which senior BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary was elected as a Legislative Party leader and Vijay Kumar Sinha was chosen as a deputy legislative leader. The meeting was held in the presence of 3 central observers. Preparations for the swearing-in ceremony of the Chief Minister at Patna's historic Gandhi Maidan are in full swing. Supreme Court today struck down several provisions of the 2021 Tribunals Reforms Law related to the appointment, tenure and service conditions of members of various tribunals. A bench of Chief Justice B.R. Gawai and Justice K. Vinod Chandran said the provisions had been re-enacted by the Centre with minor tweaks. The bench added that the impugned provisions violated the principles of separation of powers and judicial independence and they should not have been brought back. The bench said that dealing with the backlog of cases is not the sole responsibility of the judiciary and the onus must be shared by the other arms of the government. Enforcement Directorate ED has arrested Jawad Ahmed Siddiqui, chairman of the Al Falah Group under Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA 2002. The arrest took place following a detailed investigation and analysis of evidences gathered during search operations conducted at Al Falah Group premises in the ongoing probe in an enforcement case information report. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading over 0.4% up in afternoon trade today. The Sensex gained 360 points to 85,033, while the Nifty added 107 points to 26,017 when reports last came in. In badminton, Indian shuttlers Aegis Pranoy, Ayush Shetty and Tharun Manapalli made a strong start in the opening round of the men's singles at the Australian Open last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.